go, here we go.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
All right, senseless survey time. This is where I phone up a random person, duping them into believing this is something that they have left out on their census survey. Who's actually done one ever?
I haven't.
Every 10 years you do this thing. I've never done one.
Nobody has ever called me.
I feel like I have. But many, many years ago. I don't even remember what it was, as in what the questions were, but I remember some kind of census form in our home.
You remember being counted at some point in your life.
Yeah.
I stand to be corrected, but I think the last census that South Africa did, because they do it every 10 years, was 2011.
Yeah. Sure.
2011. So we're due for one this year. COVID stopped it and whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So our population stats are still on 2011 figures.
Yeah.
But thank goodness the senseless survey is here. Every week.
The census survey carries on regardless.
Yeah.
Okay. How many questions do you think I'm going to ask this morning, Sherlyn?
Ooh, 10 questions.
10. Uh-huh. Okay. Sips.
9 questions.
9. Mm-hmm. Rami?
12 questions.
12. Look at that. You guys are all hovering around, but not one of you has nailed it. Producer Brad?
9.
No.
11.
No. Yeah. Okay. No more takers on the WhatsApp telephone. We'll shut that down now. Those are your guesses. What did you guess? It is time for the senseless survey.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Good morning, ma'am. I'm agent 31962. I'm calling you from the Census Bureau. I just need to ask you a couple of questions for your country. It won't take very long.
Fire away.
Is it illegal to spray tan a baby?
I don't think it's illegal, but I wouldn't do it. Why would spray tan a baby? It doesn't make sense. Why would I want to do it?
Why does nobody use the hospital as their emergency contact?
They use ER24, I would say, but some people do use the hospital.
Is robbing a bottle store on your bucket list?
No, it's not on my bucket list.
Is the main advantage of being a woman is that nobody can surprise you with a kid years later and say, you're the mom?
Correct, yes.
Hmm? Is your plus one at a wedding your emotional baggage?
Sure.
No, I wouldn't say it's my emotional baggage.
Ma'am, is your idea of going viral sneezing into somebody's open mouth?
Oh, come on, man.
Well, No. I cover my mouth.
Is all underwear edible depending on how long you want to chew?
No.
I suppose, yes.
Are you aware that the only thing more incriminating than a man's browser history is a man with no browser history?
I did not know that.
Ma'am, did you know that you can't spell quarantine without a URAQT?
No, I don't know.
Do you know that South Africa is the only country where when your lights go out, you don't check your DB board, but you rather check to see if your neighbor's lights are out?
No.
Would you get your nails done at a salon called Hand Job?
But yes, that's the name of it. Okay, bye.
Oh, that's what did it.
Yeah, but isn't that a uniquely South African thing, eh?
Checking the neighbor's
lights. Your
lights
go out. Mm. You don't go check if something's tripped in the house.
Check outside.
Yeah.
Is it the area? Let me go check. Thanks, Eskom.
This is our reality.
And they say it's going to get worse, eh? Low shedding.
Brace yourselves.
They say... Their predictions are we could possibly brace for 7 hours a day. That's what they say.
That's not cool. Not cool.
Thanks, Eskom.